Blog Talk Radio. I trust God with everything. I trust God with my health, my strength, my sanity. I trust God. So even if I can't get around or move like I need and want to, I still can move my fingers, and I'm going to be on Facebook. Now that I'm feeling better, you may look up, and you're going to think I'm doing a Facebook show every day. I'm going to ask God what he's having me to do. So I'm going to check real quick to see if the man of God is on the line. If not, we'll keep talking until he comes on the line, and he's probably clueing up on Facebook also. Pastor Kevin, Troy Thomas, are you on the line? Pastor Thomas, are you on the line? Okay, Pastor Thomas isn't on the line, but somebody's on the line. I'm going to ask you, if you're not the speaker tonight or being brought in on the service at this time, could you please mute your phone so that we don't have to mute you? You know, I will give you the chance to mute your phone yourself, but if not, we will mute you to keep the disturbance down in the background, because this is a digital service. And we hear everything. Hey, Sherry, thank you for tuning in. I just want you all to know that God is God. Even when you're going through, you say, thank you, God. Because, see, when I went through the attack, I mean, it's not like something was coming on me and I was prepared. I just woke up one morning and I couldn't walk. And I'm not talking about several weeks, a month ago. I'm talking about just a couple of days ago, a week ago. And I said, God, whatever, I trust you. Whatever is this excruciating pain and things that's going on, God, I trust you. Because I do know that there's nothing too hard for God. If God healed blind Bartimaeus, and God healed the man that they let down through the ceiling because he couldn't get in. His friends let him down. Don't tell me what God won't do. I trust God like that. And even if he don't, he's able. You know, everybody that know me that know I ride, oh, you know I would love to be riding my bike. But if I can't, it's okay. I done had 45 plus years on that bike, riding the roads and enjoying my life. But I thank God for what he's doing now for this season of my life, to be able to be here to say, God kept me. God kept me. I thank God for what he's done. Pastor Thomas, are you on the line? Okay, we're going to continue to wait on him. So I'm on my Facebook page. If you all are looking at this, you could please share it. And what I want you all to do, I don't want to bring anybody on because this is not my night for the ministry. I'm just the host for Smile 3E Iron Sharpening Iron. And the speaker tonight is Pastor Servant Troy Thomas. I am just talking until he gets set up, he gets in place. And if I'm moving around a lot, y'all just pray for me. Not pray on me and not play with me. Pray on purpose. If you don't, then don't worry about it. Just God still got me. I bind up every witchcraft spirit, every spirit of demonic demons that try to come at me, try to come upon me. I bind in the name of Jesus. I cover myself in the blood of Jesus. Because just because we're saved and we claim salvation and we claim to be Christians and we claim to believe in God for real, don't mean we're not going to have trials and tribulations. Because one thing I do know, if I wasn't doing what the God of my life, the God of my soul, the God of my heart, if I wasn't doing what he has for me to do, the enemy wouldn't attack me the way he did. Now, some of y'all may want to go back and replay this later or rewind it. But I tell you one thing, I do know God is God. So we're going to just concentrate on our foundational scripture. Tell the man of God, come on. But it says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God. I begin to say, God, I don't want to be left out of your kingdom. God, whatever you're doing right here, right now, to build up your kingdom, God, don't leave me out.
Jesus
Christ. Are you on the line?
I am. Just give me a couple, give me 2 more minutes where I'll be ready.
Okay. You're on Facebook Live too, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay, thank you. As I was saying, I said, God, whatever you're doing at this season of putting your kingdom in place, because we know when you come back, you're coming for the church first. God, don't leave me out. God, don't forget about me. God, whatever I'm not doing, I need to do. God, get me in place that I will be a vessel being used for you to build the kingdom of God. It says to seek ye first the kingdom of God. So as I first started seeking him, then I started talking to God about the righteousness. I said, God, everything in me that's not right, everything in me that's kind of like, something like, playing like, I'm going to tell on myself, acting like, God, get it out of here, because it's not giving you the glory. It's not giving you the privilege where people look at me, they say, now, that's God's righteousness. I want to be righteous in God's sight, not in your sight. I don't care what you say or you think, but I want to look right to God. I want when God to look at me, he say, I'm pleased with that. It goes on to say, and all these things shall be added unto you. So as I'm going around and dealing with health issues, that's one thing I noticed that the enemy tries to do with God's people, his vessels. He tried to attack them. We all know that he tried to attack us financially. But see, when he did that and people show up and give into your bosom and plan into your life, he starts to attack you physically because he figured you're not going to tell it. He figured you're not going to show it. You don't want nobody to see you like that. But you know what? I don't care how you see me. As long as you see me saved, as long as you see me being used by God, as long as you see me being a witness for God, as long as you see me telling people about God, as long as you see me telling people about I believe in Jesus, I don't know nothing else, but I know that Jesus is my Lord and Savior. So while I'm saying this on Facebook Live as well as on Blog Talk, I don't care what you do. If you don't do nothing but try to get in your spirit and live Matthew 6:33, do it. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. He didn't say, seek ye first somebody else's kingdom. He said the kingdom of God and his righteousness, not your boyfriend, not your girlfriend, not your husband, your wife, your mother, your father, your sister, your friend, your crew. He didn't say, seek their righteousness. He said, seek his righteousness. He didn't say some things. He said all things. He said that we could lay our burdens on him. He said we could bring all things to him in prayer. And when we know that we could bring all things to him, we know then if we seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all these things shall be added unto us, because God is not a man that he cannot lie. He will not lie. God will not lie about anything. Anything he says, his promises are yea and amen. If God promised you something, believe it. I believe God for a healing. But like I said, if he don't, I know he's real. I know he's able. I thank God for taking me to a place in him that I can say, Lord, I'm so happy to be a part of your ministry. I'm so happy to be a part of being used. So the man of God is up right now. He's on his page, Pastor Servant Troy Thomas, as well as on his page, Please share. Get ready for to hear the man of God. We are going to release the microphone and the service and hand it to the man of God. Pastor Troy, it's in your hands now.
God bless you all. Thank you so very much, Minister Kaiser and Apostle Lex, Speaker Kaiser, and Minister Brandon. Thank you so much again for allowing us to share with here on Blog Talk Radio Show, as well as via Facebook Live. It's been a while. It's been a little while since I've been on here. I've been resting and recuperating and getting my body together as much as I possibly can. It's still going to take some time. God is yet doing some healing. He's yet doing some things in our body, but I thank God for what he's doing. God bless you. Come on, as you come in on Facebook Live, say, hey, Pastor Troy, God bless you. Say something. Hey, Eunice, LaTanya White, God bless you. Apostle Lacey, God bless you. Good to see you on here. Sister Kathy Farmer, thank you so very much. I want to talk about a simple subject. Auntie Margaret, God, I love you. Give me some hearts and some thumbs, and if you can, share this. Come on and share. Hey, Mimi, what's going on? Good to see you. Good to see you on here. I just want to talk for a few moments. Y'all know I don't take all day and all night to say what I need to say that God has given me, and I want to be aware. I want to be strategic. Hey, God, I'm going to inbox you because somebody wanted to tell let's start off with a word of prayer, if you don't mind. Father, we thank you. We glorify you. We give your name the praise. We thank you for another opportunity to share your word with your people. Father, we thank you that the word is going to be edifying, nourishing, bring deliverance and freedom, and bring information and instruction for the growth of us mentally, emotionally, and definitely spiritually so. We bind the devil to try to come to hinder us, to tell us what we're not capable of doing. But, Father, we thank you that your word decrees and declares that we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. And, Father, we thank you for your strength. We thank you for your kindness. We thank you for your instruction. We thank you for all things, and we give you glory. We give you praise. And we are once again so grateful that you are such a mighty God. You're such a caring God. You're such a loving God. And for this, we give you glory. Father, anoint my voice. Anoint my mind. Anoint the words that it brings forth, the edification that's necessary in this season for this purpose. And for this, we give you glory. For this, we give you praise. In Jesus' name, thank God. And amen, 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 amen. If you can't do it again, share. I want to talk about lock up now, let me out. Locked up now, let me out. Let's go to Jonah, the third chapter, first verse. We're going to do a little bit of reading, just a little bit of reading. We're going to do a little bit of talking while we're reading. Once again, I'm not going to be long. I just want to say what God given me for me to share. Hey, Vet, how you doing? Good to see y'all son yesterday. I mean, y'all son. Hey, A.C. Margo, y'all son. God bless you. Y'all sung, y'all showed enough song yesterday. All right. Keith Butler had his 30th year anniversary at Miracle Revival Center in Maywood, and my God, they sung yesterday. Jonah, the third chapter, starting with the first verse, and it simply says this, and the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time, saying, arise, go unto Nineveh, that great city, and preach unto it the preaching that I bid thee. So Jonah rose and went unto Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceedingly great city of 3 days' journey, And Jonah began to enter into the city a day's journey. And he cried and he said, yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown. So the people of Nineveh believed God and proclaimed a fast and put on sackcloth from the greatest of them even to the least of them. For the word came unto the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne, and he laid his robe from him and covered him with sackcloth and sat in ashes. And he called it to be proclaimed and published through Nineveh by the decree of the king and his nobles, saying, let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock, taste anything. Let them not feed nor drink water. But let man and beast be covered with sackcloth and cry mightily unto God. Yea, let them turn every one of them, everyone from his evil way and from the violence that is in their hands. Who can tell of God will turn and repent and turn away from his fierce anger that we perish not? And God saw their works, that they turned from their evil way, and God repented of the evil that he had said that he would do unto them, and he did not. Once again, he did not. Now, I want to say this. Usually, Vet, A.C. Margo, hey, commonly my cousin on here, Mr. Mark, we usually, when we go to Jonah, we deal with the first chapter. We even deal with the second chapter. We deal with the first chapter because that's when God gave them instructions, and Jonah got on the boat, and he said, you know, I'm not going to tell them so many words. I'm not going to tell them nothing. Let them deal what they're going to deal with, and he caused trouble to happen. Cousin George, he caused trouble to happen on the boat. And so when it happened on the boat, they were saying, what's going on? They began to pray to all their different gods and say, how can we get out of this turmoil and this trouble that's happening on the seas? And so then Jonah said, you know, the reason why this is going on is because of me. They said, what you mean, I'm paraphrasing, what you mean because of you? He said, I was given a task by God, and I decided I'm not going to do it. I decided I'm going to get on the boat to go to Tarshish, and I'm going to get away from fulfilling the assignment. And so then he said, well, just throw me overboard. And once you throw me overboard, everything will be all right. And so they were like, no, we cannot see ourselves throwing a person overboard. So what we're going to do, we're going to lighten the load and throw everything else off the boat and see how the ship will sail from that point on. Even throwing the things off of the boat, found out that the boat was still, the sea was still at trouble. Things were still going on, and yet it's still nothing had changed. So finally they begin to cry unto the Lord of Jonah. Now, mind you, before it said that they were crying out to their gods, to their pagan gods, to whoever they worship. And nothing was happening, Prophet Allison. But what ended up happening was they decided to cry and repent unto Jonah's God for throwing him overboard. Now, there's an old song that we grew up singing in Church God in Christ that says, throw me overboard, I got a hiding place. In the Word of God, I have a hiding place. So then in the midst of this, in the midst of what was going on, in the midst of what was happening, they threw him overboard. And we also say a whale came by and ate him up, swallowed him up, right? And so then a whale didn't swallow him. The Bible says a great fish came. Now, listen, I believe God ordered this particular fish. He ordered the fish so that he was able to swallow Jonah and not kill him. Hear what I'm saying? Glory to God. He was able to swallow him, but not crush him to kill him. Mm-hmm. What are you saying? I'm saying this. There are some things that have happened in your life that may have swallowed you, glory to God, that may have engulfed itself around you, but it has not killed you. It has not devoured you. It has not taken over you to the point where you cannot function. Hey there, Thomas, what's happening? And so then at this point right now, Jonah is swallowed up, but he's not dead inside the belly of the fish. And so then we go to the second chapter. In the second chapter, he begins to say a prayer to God and said, you know, deliver me, I'm sorry, yada, 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 boom, boom, boom. Then we get to the third chapter. At the end of the second chapter, the 17th verse, the Bible says that he declares that this fish spit him up. He released him from the entrapment of the imprisonment, right? He was imprisoned in the belly of the whale because of disobedience. Now, I got a question for you. Be honest. Raise your hand. Give me some hearts and thumbs and say, that's me, Pastor Troy. How many times in your disobedience have you felt entrapped by the result of what happened? Well, how many times have you felt imprisoned by the consequences of the actions of your disobedience, of your refusal, of your rejection, of your stubbornness, of the place of being just flat-out stubborn and flat-out disobedient? I see the hearts. I see the hearts. Just say, My mama said, she would say, if you can't say amen, then this is a good place to say ouch.
That's it. Amen.
So then, amen. In the midst of this, we get to the third chapter, and he spit out of the imprisonment of the belly of the fish, but he is not released from the assignment that God had given him. One more time, say it. He was released from the imprisonment of the belly of the fish, but not released from the assignment that God has given him. As we declare, as we can see right here in the third chapter of the very same book of Jonah, it says in the first verse, and the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time, saying, arise unto Nineveh, that great city, and preach unto it the preaching that I bid thee. Mm-hmm. Some of y'all have been released from the prison, but not released from the assignment.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Come on, do me a favor. Type in the comment section. Say, I've been released from the prison, but I yet have to fulfill the assignment. That's a good one. I like that. I like that. I've been released from the imprisonment, but I yet have to fulfill the assignment. Is that good? That sounds good. That sounds good. That blessed me. The Lord just downloaded that. That's Pastor Antoine. Probably Antoine's pop-up. Download. You got mail. Remember that? So then, once again, you were released from the imprisonment, but not released from the assignment. So then here it is in the third chapter as we go on, as I'm about to wrap it up as soon as you're quicker than you think I am. What ends up happening is that he goes to the third chapter, and he still has to fulfill the assignment. He goes to Nineveh, as we read, and he begins to tell them in for the next 40 days what's going to happen is yada, yada, boom, boom, squeeze. So then they heard the word of the Lord. The Bible says, let them, Prophet Zedra, Allison, it says, let them that have an ear hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. So they had an ear to hear. Not only was it, hallelujah, glory to God, Allison, watch it, I see it, don't do that. They had an ear to hear what the prophet came to say to them to release in the atmosphere for repentance, for the turnaround. The Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Now, let me back up a little bit. I want to tell you the little information that I have to share with you is, it's a reason why Jonah did not want to give the word of prophecy to the Ninevites. The Ninevites was known as what we call the insurgents. They were very, let's go back to the eighth verse of the third chapter says, but let man and beast be covered with sackcloth and cry mightily unto God. Yea, let them turn every one from his evil way, and from the violence that is in their hand. Evil way and violence that's in their hand. They were known as the insurgents. We know the insurgents are known to be violent. They're known to blow up places because they believe if they die in the middle of the assignment, it will get them closer to Allah. And so then the Ninevites had the same mentality. So Jonah's mentality was let them deal with what they got to deal with. Why should I go and say something to help save them, Cherie, from what's going on, Lisa, in their life? They deserve what they've got coming. Now, listen, how many times have we said that some things that happen to certain people, they deserve it? Now, imagine if we had a similar situation happen to us, our cry and our question is, Lord, Lord, why is it happening unto me? When I had the surgery, I was kind of like, Lord, why? Why this happened to me? Why do I have to deal with this thing? Why am I dealing with the hurt, the pain, the discomfort? And it's continuous. And God began to tell me, he said, son, your scars have a testimony. Your scars tell of the goodness. Your scars tell of how you came out of. Your scars tell how the glory of God is on you, how God is going to use you. Your scars tell your testimony. So then in the midst of it, they repented because they understood that the assignment of God, Carmelita, they understood that the word of God is what it is. And so they began to turn away from it. God repented himself. The fact of the matter is some of us been locked up so long in our own situation. Some of us, you have been molested. right? You were molested, let's say, maybe at the age of 5, and you're 45, or you're 35, or you're 25, or you're 55, or you're 65, and that situation still has you locked up so that you are not able to deal with things emotionally. You feel you have a disconnection from people emotionally because you have a fear of how they may handle your heart. You have a fear of how they may treat you in a certain kind of way. You have a fear of how they're going to receive the love that you have, the level of love. Will you receive back what you have given out? So then, therefore, you sometimes emotionally disconnect from things, and you're locked up in a place that you can't receive what you need in your life because of what happened to you previously. You're scared to deal with you. I might get rejected, so then I won't give him all of my love. I won't be honest. I won't let go and be able to be who I know I am because I'm afraid of the rejection that may happen to me based off of some things that I have locked up in my heart and my mind. I feel like I have a right to hold on to it. Come on, give me some hearts and thumbs. Have you ever said, I have a right to feel this way? Lisa, I have a right, Cousin Lawrence, to feel this way. I have a right to feel this way because of what has happened to me. And yet and still, year after year, people of God, man of God, woman of God, my sisters, my brothers in Christ, we yet hold it on to these things. The Bible says in Proverbs that we should forget these things which are behind me and press and move forward. But yet and still, it's so hard and it's so hard and difficult to move forward because yet we are still dragging along the things that is holding us captive and that is imprisoning us.
Yeah.
We're in prison. That's what that song said, locked up won't let me out. Now, another thing that we deal with is a mentality. The Bible says in Proverbs 23:7, for as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he, Sister Kim. Eat and drink, saith he to thee, but in his heart is not with thee. So the fact of the matter, once again, we think we cannot do it. We believe that it's not possible. As a man thinketh, so is he. So as long as you're thinking that things are impossible, they are impossible. But when you wake up, now listen, I know the Bible says that weeping may endure it for a night, but joy will come in the morning. We all know this, and we don't know. Let me share with you, Lisa. Let me share this point. It's not so much an a.m. and a p.m. situation. It's not. It's a decision to say I understood that this was what it was, but this is what it's now. Come on with me. I know this what it was, but glory to God. This is what it is now. I forget those things. Because why? Because they've been holding me back. They've been hindering me. I've been living in a place of lack. I'm living beneath my privilege because the Lord made me the head and not the tail. He made me above and not beneath. He's made me the lender and not the borrower. But if I keep acting like the borrower, I will never be able to be the lender. If I keep acting like beneath, and I can never be above. If I keep acting like the tail, then how can I be the head? But I have to let go of these things. I have to understand that the day, that the nighttime is over. Listen, it's still night physically at 12 o'clock a.m. But guess what? It may be dark, but the new day has started. Oh, hold on. Okay, I came back. One more time, let me tell you again. It still may be dark, but at midnight, it's a new day. Come on, somebody. Do me one more time. Yeah. Type in the comment section. Yeah. It still may be dark. Or just put, it may be dark, but it's a new day. Glory to God. It's not so much about the light. It's when you wake up and realize if you want to be somebody, Lisa, if you want to go somewhere, you need to now wake up and pay attention. So then in your mentality, James, and bro, in the mentality of things, who is feeding you? Who are you hanging around? I have people that I love to pieces, but I just can't hang with them no more because we don't do the same things no more. We don't talk the same way. We don't act the same way. So then, therefore, I cannot hang with those that's not going. When I don't get me now, I'm gonna pray for them. I still love them. When I see them, I'm gonna speak them. But we're not going the same place. So what are they feeding you? Watch this. I said this years ago. Evangelist Dyer, I said that my name is not BFI. My name is not Waste Management. And because my name is not BFI, my name is not Waste Management, you cannot pour your garbage into me. I don't want to hear the fact that you want me to live my life based off what happened to you. Yeah, your baby daddy, he cheated on you. Your baby mama, she gave you disease. She took you, she acted like a gold digger. She did all these things to you. She said the baby was yours and it really was yours, and now you still feel some kind of way, and you don't trust people. So then now they're feeding you based off of their lack of deliverance, their lack of freedom, and they are engulfed with hurt and disappointment. So that's how they're feeding you, and you feel like you're just looking for some help. You're looking for some places to go so that you can come out of where you are, and you're being fed mess and garbage when you're not a garbage receptacle. Praise God. What you have experienced, what you have held on to, you have to let go and let God. And what, this is my final point, and I'm going to be done. And we also been locked up financially. How, Pastor Troy, am I locked up financial? Because what happens is we have a hold in our purse. Haggai 1:6 talks about ye have sown much. But bring in little. You eat, but you have not enough. You drink, but you are not filled with drink. You clothe you. There is none warm. And he that earneth wages, but put into a bag with holes in the bag. You know why? Because the Bible says that he blesses a cheerful giver. Cheerful giver. Those that desire to give. You know, friend, I had to learn this because I was so fearful of giving some things to Cousin Randy that I didn't give out nothing because I was scared that I wasn't going to have enough for myself. Not understanding that how God made this, Lisa, he made it to the point of giving and sowing and reaping. Luke 36 says, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give unto your bosom. For with the same measure that you meet, it shall be measured unto you again. With the same measure. Somebody holler, with the same measure. With the same measure that you meet, it shall be measured unto you again. But we're so afraid to give, so then we're lacking. Our finances, we're lacking of planning and our lacking of confidence in what the gift that God has put in our hands to bring us money. So then, therefore, we're living beneath our privileges unnecessarily because we're scared to stretch out. We're scared to, in order to make money, you got to spend money. I learned that. And so then, once again, we go back to the way you're thinking. Impoverished thinking and impoverished actions leave you impoverished. But listen, impoverished thinking, impoverished action leaves you impoverished. You don't believe? It's an old saying. It's simply this. It says nothing from nothing leaves nothing. That's it. Because if I ain't giving nothing, if I ain't getting nothing, I ain't got nothing. I ain't nothing happening. So then some of us have this thing of we're stingy. We're selfish. We only think about ourselves. We want to pull into the hand. We want to pull in stuff that we don't want to give. I want it all for me. I want him to buy me roses. I want him to buy me a new car. I want him to pay all the bills in the house. I want him to pay the light bill, the gas bill, the mortgage, the insurance, the car notes. I want him to do all of these things. I want to take my money and do whatever it is I want to do with my money. I want him to buy the groceries and everything else too. But you're not participating in the partnership. You're not participating in the money. Well, if he got the money, then I don't see what the problem is. But Auntie Mark, Auntie Tony, I understand this one thing, that within marriage, there must be an agreement. The Bible says, how can two walk together except they agree? But sometimes we go into situations thinking about your three favorite people, you, yourself, and then I, me, myself, and I. But when you go and say, baby, I appreciate the fact that you're taking care of the mortgage. I appreciate the fact that you're doing, but let me buy the groceries. Let me at least pay the car insurance. You paying the car notes on my car and your car? Let me help out so then the pressure won't be on you, because I want my man. I want the king of the house. I want the Lord of my heart and my house, the little L, not the big L, to be at peace and don't have to worry about nothing, N-O-T-H-I-N-G, nothing. But when you live in a place of selfishness and stingy, then you lack financially. Because after a while, it's going to get tiresome. After a while, it's going to get burdensome. And so then you're going to bring in a level of something in your marriage that's unnecessary. All you got to do is participate. Somebody type in the comment section, all you got to do is participate. All you got to do is participate. When you go in God's house, when you go to worship, all the pastor wants you to do is participate. When you walk into your job, all they want you to do is participate. When you walk into the gym, all they want you to do is participate. When you walk into the store, all they want you to do is participate. If you walk, all you got to do is join the partnership and participate in whatever that you want success. But when you're locked up mentally, when you're locked up emotionally, when you're locked up physically, you can't participate in the manner with you. But how do you get unlocked? Hallelujah. I'm glad you asked me. How do you get unlocked? How do you get unlocked? It's called repentance. When you repent, listen, Romans 10:9 says, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ was raised from the dead, then you shall be saved. That is a place of repentance. You repent. You volunteer and say, okay, I know I have issues. You volunteer and say, I know I got some things going on. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to surrender these things unto God. I'm going to surrender my position unto God. I'm going to surrender some places unto God. So then, therefore, I'm able to receive victory. I'm able to come out of it. I'm able to gain what's necessary with it, in the midst of what's happening. But it takes repentance. What happened is the king. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If I was in church, I might holler a little bit right there. Lisa, Auntie Margo, Auntie Tony, Sister Kim, I might holler right there when I talk about this. That the king said, when the king heard it, the person that's head and in charge says, you know what, I'm going to find myself, I'm going to take off my priestly garments, I'm going to take off my monarch type of situations, and I'm going to humble myself before the mighty hand of God, and in the midst of it, what I'm going to do is I'm going to surrender everything so that God can get the glory, so he can see that I want my heart to turn away from those things that I've been doing.
Amen.
I need to repent the Lord for holding on to what happened to me at the age of 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, and holding on to it to the point where it is blocking my blessings to the fullness. It's blocking your favor. It's blocking my peace of mind. It's blocking my joy. It's blocking. I got a wall up, and I can't see past the wall. Father, I said maybe have a fence up for protection, but I got to let the walls down. Listen, when you hear them talking, what ended up happening was even at the wall of Jericho, they walked around the wall because the wall was blocking the promises of God.
Amen.
Come on, somebody. I feel the power of Jesus Christ. Tasha, the wall was blocking the children of Israel from the promise of God. Hallelujah, glory to God. So they had to march around the wall. They had to sing and they had to shout. They had to sing praise unto God until the seventh day came. When the seventh day came, then they began to shout and shout and shout, 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 shout. And in the midst of the shout, the wall came tumbling down. I just came to tell you that God wants your wall to tumble down, but you got to acknowledge that you got the wall up. You got to say, Lord, I don't know what it is. This old song said, it's me. It is me. It is me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not my mother, not my father, but it is me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Why? Because in the midst of what's going on, I've been locked up too long. Glory to God. I've been lacking in places. Glory to God. But it's time for me to win. People keep declaring from the left, from the right, from the north, from the south, from the east, to the west, that September is the month of blessings. It's a month of the prophetic release. It's a month of the release of the Holy Spirit and God, of the favor, of his blessings, of his deliverance, of his freedom. So as we decree and declare in the second Monday in the month of September that God is releasing you from the place that you were locked up. Here it is, even as I close, career, I'm in. In Matthew, the 25th chapter, and the 16th verse, it talks about Paul and Silas being locked up in the jail. They were locked up for no reason, but then what they did, they began to sing praises unto God. They sung praises until the very foundation of the jail began to shake. And watch this, though. Not only was the jail and the doors open, but what they were locked up with began to break loose. Their hands were no longer blocked up. Their feet were no longer shackled because they began to praise God. Prophet Gill, because they understood that they were locked up in a place that, and it was time for freedom. Oh, glory to God. 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 I came to tell you this evening. Here it is, September. What is it? 12th of September. That, it's time for freedom. Listen, it's time for you to be released. God, the songwriter says, I am free. Praise the Lord. I'm free. No longer bound. No more chains holding me. My soul is resting. Why? Because it's just a blessing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm free. Type in the comment section as I begin to close and begin to end to share with you that you are free. You are no longer locked up. The devil don't have no right to your body. The devil don't have no right to your mind. He don't have no right to your past. You're letting go of those things of the past and releasing them. You're going to wrap yourself in sackcloth and ashes, which means you're going to humble yourself, which means you're going to repent to God. It means you're going to let God do what he needs to do in your life so that you can be free. For the Bible says, who the Son set free is definitely free indeed. Glory to God for his freedom. 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 Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 I'm free. Praise the Lord. I'm free. No longer bound. No longer bound. No more chains holding me. My soul is resting. It's just a blessing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, I'm free. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God for his freedom. Thank you, Lord, for your freedom. Once again, we think it's about Jonah in the belly of the fish. That's a good point. But what blessed me was the king took himself down off his high horse and said, I'm going to humble myself. I'm going to let God do what he came to do. He warned us. The Bible says, warning come before destruction. He said, warning before the destruction. And they heeded the warning. Surrendered, repented, and turned. If my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven and heal their land. God bless you. Thank you for joining Pastor Troy here on Blog Talk Radio as well as Facebook Live. God bless you. If you want to do me a favor, want to be a blessing, please sow a seed if you can tonight at Pastor Troy. Come on. Let's do that. Amen. Praise God. I don't normally ask, but when God prompts me to ask, I will ask. I will ask what God prompts me to ask. And I'm asking that you sow a seed. Sow a seed into your freedom. Sow a seed to the place of not being locked out, being locked out of the unnecessary situation. I was locked up, now let me out. I was locked up, now let me out. God bless you. Thank you. So let's say a word of prayer. Father, we thank you, and we glorify you. We give your name the praise, Father, for your word. Father, your word says, thy word have I hid in my heart, that I may not sin against you. And Father, I don't want to sin against you. Father, I want to fight sin with you. Father, I thank you that I once was bound, but now I'm free. I thank you, Father, for the example of Jonah. Father, it may not have worked out in the manner in which he did it. He had some ought against him. But Father, we've had some ought against some people. Things that have happened to us, being touched improperly, being let down, being disappointed by people that we love, that we depended on. But Father, we release ourselves as well as them from the past. And we're going to move forward. We're going to forget those that stuff behind us. We're going to move forward. But we shall walk in freedom. From this point forth, we will not dawdle back. We will not be like Lot's wife. We won't stand in the place of looking back and being stuck in that position. We're moving forward. We're moving on. We're moving to greater, to a better place in our life. And for this, we give you glory. For this, we give you praise. And, Father, you are such a great God. Hallelujah. You're such a great God, and for this we're grateful. Father, I thank you for every individual, every man, every woman that was on this Facebook Live, that was on Blog Talk Radio, that allowed the word to enter into their ear gate. That, Father, that now they would apply the word to their heart, Father, we just want to be a hearer, but we want to be a hearer and a doer of the word. And for this, we give you glory. I bind the demonic spirits that are trying to fight and say what you're not going to be able to do, that it's just some conversation. But it's more than just conversation. It is a decree and declare for your freedom. Hallelujah. It's a declaration for your freedom that you're no longer locked up, that you will walk in the freedom of God. Satan, the Lord rebuke you, and the blood is against you right now. Take your hands off the mind, off the heart, off the ear. You are a liar, and the blood is against you right now. Loose and let go right now, you foul spirit of doubt, you foul spirit of this concerning, you foul spirit. Loose and let go from every region, every authority. I bind you now in the name of Jesus. We give you glory, Father. We give you praise. For it is yours and yours alone. For you are a great God. And Father, once again, we say thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to let go. Thank you once again for the opportunity to walk in freedom. Thank you for the peace and the joy that comes along with freedom. Glory to God. Thank you for the peace and the joy that comes along with freedom. My Lord Jesus. Thank you for the peace and the joy that goes along with the freedom. And for this we give you glory. For this we give you praise in Jesus' mighty name. Thank God. Thank God. And amen. Amen. Come on, y'all. Give me some hearts. Give me some thumbs. Back into your hands, Minister Kaiser, on here on Blog Talk Radio.
Yes. Praise God, praise God, praise God for the word on tonight. The man of God said, I was locked up, but now let me go. I thank God for his word on tonight. I thank God for everything that was said. I thank God that word was hot, 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 and a word of love. I thank God that we was given instructions that even though we was trapped in the well of the belly, we wasn't trapped where we will be killed. Even in the well of the belly, God still ministered to Jonah to let him know, you may be released, but you're still on assignment. I don't care what it look like. I don't care what it sound like. I don't care what you're going through. Don't forget, you are on assignment. You said, God, tell me, I'll go. You said, tell me, I'll say it. You said, send me, I'll go. You said, send me, I want to go. When you said that, now you're going through it regardless. Do what God told you to do. If you can't go there physically, there is all type of social media. There's all type of telephones, Facebook, FaceTime, TikTok. You could put a skit together of showing yourself, repenting and giving yourself back to Christ. I want to just say thank you, Lord, for the word on tonight. The service is hot, hot, hot. So the lines are open now. Is there anyone would like to minister back to the man of God on tonight before we end the service?
Hey, I want to say, hey, cousin, you blessed me, Pastor. I really enjoyed it. So now I know I can just go another further because of that word that lets me know that I am free.
Yeah.
That I can go on and do what God continue to have me to do.
Amen.
I just really enjoy that word. I just, a powerful word.
Yeah.
It wasn't just a word. It was a powerful word. I love
yeah.
you, and I will be sending your cash app, sir.
All right, now. Who is this, Randy?
No, this is Lawrence.
Okay, Lawrence, you got the same as you is. You know the family all sound alike.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
This is Randy, and I actually got a picture with that brother. How you doing, cousin?
See what I'm talking about?
Hey,
this
cousin, I'm doing good.
Y'all sound
you.
Alike.
Yeah. All right, cuz.
Thank
love
God
you, man.
For you. Thank God for you saying something, Elder Lars Seabury. Randy, now, since you on the line, what you got to say to the man of God?
As usual, he blessed me. It was an on-time word. I needed to hear that. He didn't even know that he was talking directly to Drew. You don't have to be a garbage receptacle. Not waste management, not BFI. And that's, I felt that. And I was fed, and I came on a little late, but I was right on time. I was actually on Facebook and on the call at the same time.
Yeah.
That kind of messed me up. That wasn't smart. So I had to pick one. But thank you, Cousin Troy. Man.
Hey,
but every time we meet, I walk away heavy. He always feeds my soul and my brain. I'm praying for you, man of God, and thank you for your faithfulness.
All right, man of God, Pastor, we're going to just start calling you what you is. You're going to walk in that thing too, Pastor Brandy Seabury. You're going to walk in that. I just want you to know that. Is there anyone else on the line that would like to speak into the man of God's life on tonight?
I just wanted to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Awesome word, on time word, and just rhema, rhema, rhema. Thank you, man of God.
Thank you, Apostle Elect, for your words on tonight. Is there anyone else that would like to speak at this time? Okay. Well, don't forget, in order to be a blessing to the man of God, if you want to, he has your Cash App, $TROY SEVEN, Troy 7. Be a blessing to the man of God. We want to thank you all for joining us tonight. Our foundational scripture is Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. We want to just say, God put the word out here tonight for us. There was no mistake. You was out, Brother Hughes, as Minister Randy said, you were on Facebook and Blog Talk. Sometime God want us to get a double dosage. So just know when God has assigned you to something, he's an on-time God. As the man of God said, is a now word. So we want you all to come back next Monday, which is third Monday of the month. That is our very own Minister Margo McCore. That is her night to minister on Blog Talk Radio. And I will be doing that Facebook Live on my page also. That's at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And on this Friday coming up, I am going to have a special service on Friday night, as we had started with Minister Lauren Seabury talking about the youth. I'm going to continue that over. I'm going to bring on two speakers to talk about the youth. Pay attention to my page. It's some things that we need to start working on, because we are not in the same devices, but we sure have been a little laxy-daisy. So this will be this Friday for my service, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, from 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will be on Facebook Live and on Blog Talk Ministries at the same time, World Wide Web. And then on Sunday mornings at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, we will be on the Blog Talk for Apostle Elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, along with Minister Margo McCore and Minister Brandon. Please join us, and don't forget that this is a ministry anointed and appointed by God. Our foundational scripture, I'm going to tell you again, Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So, Pastor Troy Servant, do you have any last words for us, any services coming up you would like to share with us at this time?
Yeah, God bless you. Thank you again. I feel like, ooh, Jesus. If I was in church, I probably would have hollered a little bit if I was in church. That word got good to me. I think all my cousins, I love my family for being such encouraging words. It's you know, we hear about a lot of women in church, but when you hear the brothers get up behind and say, "Well, good, I enjoyed you," it does good for the heart. Not saying that it's not, you know, it's not important that the women do, but you know, sometimes men come to and be like, "All right, I'm just here." But when the men of God get in there and say, "I enjoyed you, I was able to glean something, able to learn something, able to get blessed from it," it has a different spin on it. And I'm grateful for my cousins, for Lawrence, for Randy, for Minister Kaiser, and for Apostle Elect, and Auntie Margot, and Auntie Tony, and just my whole entire family. I love you guys so much. The only thing I am glad to be is that is I'm glad to be a Seabird. I have a speaking engagement this Friday, 5000 West Ohio, at Old Path Church of God in Christ this Friday at 7:30. I believe it's 7:30. I'll be posting a flyer on my story and on Facebook this Friday. And then next Friday, I have to speak for Praise and Worship Outreach Ministries on the corner of Monitor and North Avenue, again at 7:30. Next Friday, the 23rd. So this Friday, the 16th, I'll be at Old Path Church of God in Christ, 5000 West Ohio, at 7:30, and I'll be at I believe it is 5824 West North Avenue. Yeah, it's 5824 West North Avenue at the Praise and Worship Outreach Ministry next Friday. So if you're not busy, you want to come by and dance and shout with us, and you know, make and do what to do, I'll be happy to see you guys, and I love you. And I want to pray for Minister Kaiser, Renee Kaiser. I want to pray for her. I want you guys to pray along with me. Touch and agree. For the Bible says, when any two or three touch and agree on anything, God is in the midst. I want to pray for her. I want to pray for her body. I want to pray for her emotions. I want to pray for her mentality, because the devil is busy and he is mad about some things. But I want us to come together and bombard heaven on her behalf. Sometimes we can pray for ourselves, and there's nothing wrong with that. But when the men and women of God, the Bible says that if there are any sick among you, call for the elders of the church. And so then I want to pray as a family for ministers Sylvia Kaiser, better known as Renee Sparkle. We're going to pray for her now. Let's touch and agree, family. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you and we glorify you. We give your name the praise. That we're able to come together now, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we are touching and agreeing as a ministry, not only just as a ministry, as Smile 3E, but as a family, as a Seabury family. We're touching and agreeing that we are praying for Renee, for Sylvia, for her body, for her emotions, for her mentality. And, Father, we bind Satan that's trying to bring discouragement, that's trying to block the blessings for the determination, for the consistency. We bind him right now in the name of you. Satan, the Lord, rebuke you and the blood is against you right now. We proclaim, we decree, and we declare victory over everything, every hidden thing, everything that's obvious right now in the name of Jesus. Father, for that you said our scars tell our testimony. Our testimony of victory, our testimony of overcoming, our testimony of peace, our testimony of joy, our testimony of your power and of your glory. And Father, we thank you and we glorify you for you being the God of our salvation. And Father, we thank you right now that, Father, that the favor of God is on her body. Father, for you made the body. Father, your word says that everything that you made and it was good. Father, we thank you that it is good now in the name of Jesus. We thank you that it's good. Everything that is good now in the name of Jesus, from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. And for this we give you glory. For this we give you praise. And Father, we thank you that she's going to walk in her favor. The favor of God, the fog, the mist, the thing that's going to blind the Satan of the greatness that's in her life. And for this we give you praise. For this we give you glory. In Jesus' mighty name, thank God and amen. Back in your hands, Mr. Kyle.
Thank you for the prayer. I thank everyone that prayed along with us. Pardon me? I thank everybody that prayed along with us. Just believe one thing. When you're on assignment for God, just stay on assignment. Stay focused regardless what it look like, sound like, or if you think. Stay on assignment. So good night, everyone. Thank you all for tuning in.